This morning, Rabotai, we read from the Sefer Mu'edich Ul-Hai, authored by Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi, Alav Shalom. The value of the Sefer is great. What he does is he goes through all the months of the year, and he tells us the different things we should be concerned about and thinking about, and the tikkunim that we should be making in each month. Of course, today we're reading in Siman Lamed, where he talks about Chodesh Shevat. And he writes, Shevat hu bechinat hod, vehu kemidato shel Aharon. This midah is connected to the midah of Aharon HaKohen, this month. V'sarich bechodesh zeh letametz yoter, liyot ohev shalom, verodef shalom. This is the month of peace, the month of reconciliation, the month of shalom. U'mesim shalom ben adam lachavero, u'ben ish le'ishto. A time for peace amongst friends, shalom bayit, yoter mikol chodshi hashana. Ve'achar sheba remez shelam zu hakadmonim. The rabbis tell us that what does the month Shevat stand for? Shalom beracha tova. Ve'yizahir biyoter lechabed ledomde Torah. More so, we have to mechabed those that study Torah, ulahazik berkayim koshelot, and to support them. Ve'shelol yot olech rachil. Shalom, not to be a peddler of gossip. Not only during this month, but all year round, but specifically this month, not to peddle the gossip. We have to be careful not to run to bad places in this month. More than other times of the year. On the 20th of Shevat, Nolad Asher, the tribe Asher, one of the Shevatim was born during this month. Rav Chaim says also that this month still has the long winter nights, and therefore it's very appropriate to continue the limudim at night, the ikar limud at night. And he goes on to say that the 15th of the month obviously is a semi-holiday. Halakha Zayin, he writes, Leil Tu Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Leilanot. So he brings that over here, an interesting minhag that we all know, to set up the table with different fruits and things like this. And then he writes like this, V'chol echad mevarech al peri echad. Everybody should make a beracha on a special fruit. Ha'ish mevarech al achita. The man makes the beracha on the wheat product. Mezonot. Why? Because the pasuk says, Helev chetim yasmi'ech. Kedesh sheyeh lo mezonot berevach. Right? The pasuk says, Helev chetim Yesmi'ik, you're going to be satiated with the fat of the wheat, which is a sign of panasah, so the husband makes the berakah on the wheat. Ve'isha al gefen. The lady should make the berakah burit pri ha'etz on the grape. Kedichtiv ishtecha kegefen poriya. Ve'haben al hazayit. And the son should make the berakah on the olive. Because it says, Banecha kishtile zetim saviv l'shulchanecha. Rimon ve'egoz. Those are, let's say, the walnut. The walnut has a shell on the outside. Or the rimon has a shell on the outside. Who should make that beracha? The girls, lebnotav. Al shem kol kevuda bet melech perima. Because the girls are supposed to be modest. Just like the walnut, the ikar is on the inside. Devash vetapuach, and on the apple, and on the devash, on the date, letinokot. That should be made by the children. Why? Al shem tachat tapuach orarticha. Because we know that in Egypt, the Jewish children were born by the apple orchards. Therefore, they make that. And also devash, because it says devash vechalav ta'at neshonech. So therefore, it's a nice little minhag where each one would make on the proper beracha according to what it represents. Furthermore, the rabbi says, yizaher arbe ledakdek ba'achilat ha'perot shelo yehye behem safek tola'at. Because one has to be careful that there's no bugs in the fruit that one's eating. The milbad oncho, besides the punishment of eating bugs, hine bimkom sheba la'asot tikkun adrabam mekalkel beyoter. Right, he's coming to make a tikkun on Tu Bishvat to eat this famous, the special fruits, and instead of making a tikkun, he's making a kilkul. Last but not least, he comes along and says that when one is making the berachot, one has to be careful not to throw the beracha out of his mouth, and especially he writes, "Kol beracha yibarech beyamin." You hold the fruit in your right hand. Ve'lo yibarech be'odo osem melacha. You're not supposed to make the beracha when you're doing something. So you're supposed to be fully concentrating on the beracha itself. Hayareh devar Hashem. Says a person has fear of God, yikach le'atzmo sefer Or Hadash. He should have the book called Or Hadash. Now, I'm not familiar exactly with that book, but I understand the concept why he's telling me to have this book. Why? Chibur nifla al kol dinei berachot. Because it's a wonderful book that has all the laws of berachot. V'hayeta imo v'kara bo kol yemehayav. And he should read it and know exactly what to do. Muftach lo shlo yikasher le'olam va'ed. Which means, basically, he's trying to say, you have to have sefarim that tell you what to do with the inyan of berachot, because without learning the laws of berachot, you're going to make a mistake. So he had a sefer called Or Hadash, which explained all the different foods and the rules and etc. He says, this is one way a person will not make a mistake. Last but not least, he says that on the 17th day of Shabbat, there's a mini holiday that they used to celebrate in some countries. They used to call it Purim Saragossa. That was a miracle in one of these cities in Spain. Saragossa, there was a miracle where the Jews were saved, so they referred to that as Purim Saragossa, and they had a custom even to read the Megillah. That is not our custom, but now at least we have some understanding, legabe, the month of Shevat.